Bang Shen. This is a herb, if you want to think about the timeline of Chinese herbal medicine, it's a different way of thinking of different ways that herbs can be thought about or categorized. Timeline is another one. Bang Shen came into the materia medica quite late compared to most of the other herbs in this category. This came in the 17th century, whereas most of the other ones were in their first materia medica, the Shen Nong Bun Sa Jing, in the 2nd century. Anyway, Bang Shen is incredibly useful. It tonifies the Zhong Qi for Zhong Qi Shu, all the usual signs and symptoms of spleen and stomach deficiency. And if you want to think about that, name five right now, or write them down on your pen and paper. What are five symptoms of spleen and stomach qi deficiency that you might want to treat? Dang Shen's really helpful because it does some of the things of Ren Shen, but it does them more gently. It's cheaper and it's a milder herb, so it can be used more universally and for longer periods of time. It tonifies the lung qi, just like Ren Shen, and it nourishes blood and generates fluids. Where there's chronic illness with typical qi and blood deficiency or qi and yin deficiency, it also nourishes the wei qi. I think this is quite a mild action for this herb. Now this herb, Dang Shen, is sweet and cloying. Again, why might this be a problem? Why might you resist using this herb or use it with caution? Think about contrasting it with Ren Shen, which we've just done. It's mild and gentle, and this can be very useful. Think about why. Dang Shen is sweet and neutral. Again, it's not as warm as Ren Shen, and it enters the spleen and lung.